It was a stunning setback for the multiracial Barisan National, or National Front Coalition, of Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi. After winning a more than 90% majority of parliamentary seats in the last election 4 years ago, it now has only a simple majority in the parliament, short of the two-thirds needed to make constitutional changes. The coalition also lost several states to the opposition. Critics accuse Mr. Badawi's government of mishandling racial tensions in this country of 25 million people. One-third of the population is made up of ethnic minorities, mainly Chinese and Indian. But analysts note that much of the loss of support happened among the majority Malay Muslims, who voiced their anger at the coalition, accusing it of complacency and corruption. Mr. Badawi says he does not plan to resign. Leading the calls for him to go is the man who handpicked him, long-ruling former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, who accused Mr. Badawi of destroying the government coalition.
I think he needs to consider stepping down.
The former leader told reporters he was sorry that he had chosen Mr. Badawi as his successor. He indicated he does not blame people for voting against the Barisan National, known as the BN.
This is more the strong feelings against BN than the strong feelings for the opposition. They have no choice. See, if you don't vote BN, whom do you vote for? There are only two candidates. So you vote for the opposition or you don't vote at all. Either way, the BN is going to lose a lot of support.
Analysts say the ruling coalition will have to work hard to win back the support it lost, especially among disillusioned non-Malays, whose protests could lead to instability. James Chin, a politics professor at Monash University's Kuala Lumpur campus, says the coalition will look for pragmatic ways to rebuild support or face extinction.
This is a strong wake-up call for the Barisan National ruling coalition to do something about the grievances of the non-Malay community. I believe that the Barisan National Government has heard this message loud and clear and that they will do something about it because they need to win the next election.
Many in the now stronger opposition are rallying for an end to Malaysia's system of race-based politics and set-asides that benefit Muslim Malays. The governing coalition, in power since independence in 1957, is made up of race-specific parties that are supposed to represent each of the major ethnic groups. Malaysia has long prided itself as a model for ethnic harmony. That image was tarnished in recent months when police used tear gas and water cannon to suppress demonstrations by thousands of ethnic Indians who were protesting what they say is discrimination by the majority Muslim Malays. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Kuala Lumpur.